And on this script here, David, this upcoming script, I made a few changes with a pen. I actually wrote something, which is becoming more rare with all the tweeting, texting, and emailing we do. No surprise, sales of high-end pens are in decline. Some specialty pen shops have held on, including one in Milwaukee that claims to be the oldest in the country. Aaron Toner of member station WUWM reports.
Walking into Daly's pen shop is like leaping back in time. 90-year-old custom-made wood storage cabinets, antique ink bottles, and old blue eyes serenading customers.
Because it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft.
We start with the Pilot Namiki pens, which are made in Japan. They're retractable fountain pens. They're very popular, range from 150 to 300. We go into the Waterford pens, as in Waterford Crystal. They do.
Daly's owner, Brad Bodart, is pointing out classic Cross rollerball pens for $40 and fancy Mont Blanc fountain pens that sell for a grand. He says whatever the price point, a good pen completes the package.
You have a nice pair of shoes, you have a nice belt, you have a nice handbag, and you have a nice pen. Nothing bothers us more than see a business person pull a Bic out of their pocket.
Daly's opened in downtown Milwaukee in 1924, when most business and correspondence was done on paper. Bodart says he doesn't know of an older pen store that's still in business. Just in the past few years, Bodart has seen his sales plummet by nearly half. He's able to keep his store open because of expanded online sales and a side business selling antique pens on eBay.
I won't lie, electronics have taken a bite out of the writing instrument business, but there's a core group of people that pens are just embedded into their soul, and we still have a good, viable business.
I love pens.
Public school teacher Lisa Marie Menefee just popped into Daly's to get ink for the Mont Blanc pen her husband gave her 20 years ago.
Oh, I love the way it feels, but most of all, I like the way it looks on a page. It seems to have an impact on actually what I'm writing.
As Menefee walks out with new ink cartridges, two women walk in looking for fountain and calligraphy pens.
We drive all the way from the North Shore of Chicago to come here because this is the only pen store. I mean, there's one downtown, but it isn't as fun as this is.
Susan Lane and her friend fall fast in love with an emerald green and gold Viscotti.
Ooh, nice. See, this is an all-time brand.
This is like writing with butter.
This one is too. Butter. It's like butter.
Here, try it.
They'll take it for $295.
Okay. I think we're set, right?
Yeah.
Well, good. Now, going forward.
A few weeks ago, Brad Bodart closed Daly's original Milwaukee store from 1924 and moved the antique furniture to this new space across town. He wants to preserve the store's old-timey feel while cultivating a new generation of pen lovers. Here's what he's marketing to young people who'd rather have a cool phone than a fine writing instrument.
This would be the Cross Tech 3. You have your rubber stylus on the back for all of your smart tablets. You have a ballpoint in black, a ballpoint in red, and a pencil. So it's one unit for the person that needs to do everything in one instrument.
How much is that pen?
That one is $55.
And while he may not be able to beat the prices you can find online, Bodart's hoping people value the experience his shop provides, feeling the weight of a well-made pen, and yes, actually writing something with it. For NPR News, I'm Erin Toner in Milwaukee.